Good morning, Calvary Radio family. This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're this unique online community of faith, and you could find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to share with you something I heard just yesterday. I heard probably the greatest answer to one of the most difficult questions that you may have heard. In fact, this is a question you actually may have asked at one time in your life. Certainly, it's a question that people are asking all around the world, every culture, every community. The question is, don't all religions lead the same way? Aren't really the teachings so similar? Isn't there just one way? Now, I know our first reaction is, okay, absolutely not. That can't possibly be right. But then if you dig a little deeper, the question may be, well, how do you know? How can you be sure? What exactly is the right way to respond to that question? Again, the question, don't all religions lead the same way? Well, I heard this yesterday, and this is great. It's from a pastor, Jonathan Pocoluda. He's a pastor in Waco, Texas, has written a number of books. One of them, I love the title, is called Welcome to Adulting. And it's teaching Gen Z kids how to live as a Christian adult. And I thought, what a great title. Well, he was speaking yesterday at Passion, which is happening right now in Atlanta, Georgia, speaking to a group of college-age kids. And you know, that's a question on their college campuses. So his response was great. First, he read from a whole lot of different texts, different sayings from major religions, pointing out that pretty much every major religion has something that you might refer to as an absolute verse or statement. Like some religions say, if you get off this path, you can never return. Meaning if you abandon their religion, it's over for you. Now, of course, in Christianity, we have our own absolute verse, and it's Jesus's words in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We know that verse. And yes, that sounds very absolute. But the way Pastor Jonathan explained it was so brilliant. I loved it. He was at an airport in a foreign country on a mission trip. And this is where this idea came to his mind. His daughter was really sick and they had to get her back home. They had to get her on a plane, get her some treatment. So there was an urgency to him in this airport. And he looked around. Again, foreign country, all the signs are in a different language, and he's trying to figure out exactly, where is my plane taking off? What gate do I go to? Is it even this terminal? Well, he said, what if someone came up to him in that moment when he is in just such a difficult place? You know, mentally, I don't know where I am. I've got to get my daughter on a plane. And then somebody says, well, really, you could just take any gate. You know, any gate will lead you out of here. But then that's not a great answer, is it? Because I know that if you get on that plane over there, maybe that one's going to Bombay, India. You get on that one, and it's taking you to Morocco or China or Europe somewhere. So that can't possibly be the truth. So thinking about it in those terms, Jonathan said he was in the place. He needed to know the way to the gate. He needed the truth in a way he could understand it even, getting to the right gate to take him to the place where he's going to get treatment for his daughter who needs life. And I thought, man, that is such a great way to think about it. It can't possibly be true if you're in the airport that you could get on any gate and get on any plane and it's all going to lead the same way. And he said that's the reality of all of these world religions. They all say they've got one way. There's our gate. This is the way. But they are not all leading in the same direction. And that was what he pointed out. So if someone asks you that, you say, well, it's like being at the airport. Will any gate lead you to where you want to go? Or maybe even a bigger one, is any gate going to lead you to the life, to get the kind of treatment that his daughter is going to need to sustain her life? It becomes even more and more critical. I also wanted us to look at the context of where Jesus made that statement. He didn't make that statement early on in his ministry. I mean, he may have, but we don't have it recorded for us. We have it in John 14, and so you know, this is the upper room. This is after Judas has left, after the Last Supper, after the washing of feet. Jesus knows where he's going, and he's made the statement, I'm going away, and here's some really important things you need to know. And of course, the disciples, they just focus in on, wait, where are you going? Simon Peter says, hey, I'm going to go with you. Even if that leads to death, I'm willing to go with you. And that's when Jesus says, you're going to deny me three times. But in verse 14, it starts out like this, talking about where we're going to go. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go and the way you, where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How could we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So this is some really important and intense teaching that's near the end of Jesus' time with his disciples. This is critical stuff. It's interesting that he makes the statement, oh, you know where I'm going. And they're like, how can we possibly know? And Jesus doesn't give them a teaching. Jesus gives them himself. This, again, is one of the big differences between Christianity and any other world religion. Any other world religion might say, we have the truth, we know the truth. Jesus alone says, I am the truth. Again, any other world religion says, we have the way to life, the way to enlightenment, the way to God as we understand him. Jesus alone says, I am the way. Our answer, our response is found in a person, not in a method. In a person, not in a specific teaching method or thought process. Jesus Christ alone, through his death, burial, and resurrection, is the way. Again, Jesus knows where all of this is going to lead. He knows the prophecies. He's been speaking to the Father. He knows how this is going to end. And he is very clear, not all ways. If Jesus had said, well, you could take my way or another way, or you could follow the Jewish path, or you could follow my path. No, he didn't say that. He said, there is one way. So that's the big question. Again, if maybe somebody has asked us that, maybe we heard that over the holidays. Don't all religions lead the same way? Well, no, every religion has this absolute idea, and they can't all be true. But it is in Christ alone where we find the response to that. No. All religions do not lead the same way. They all lead in different ways, just like the airport. But Christ alone said he alone is the way. And then the most exclusive, no one comes to the Father except through him. So I don't know where you are today, and I don't know what's on your mind today, but that would be my first question, of course, for you. Have you chosen Jesus? Have you chosen the right gate? Have you chosen the way, the truth, the life? If not, maybe today is that day for you. We're going to flip our attention now. We're going to turn it to prayer. And of course, we need to pray those very things. Maybe today something has opened your eyes and you need to maybe pray that prayer today. The prayer that says, Lord, take me. Help me to follow the right path. Help me to go choose you. Choose the right way. Choose the way, the truth, the life. So we're going to start there in prayer, and then we will jump into our regular prayer time. But let me remind you as we go through our prayer list that you could be included on this prayer list. All you have to do is call 866-303-9457, leave a message, and we will pray for you on a future edition of Battleground. But let's turn our hearts to prayer. Father, we come before you with those words in our minds and in our hearts. Yes, we're in a world where it seems like we could choose so many ways. But you alone said, "You are the way." There seems like so many answers, and everyone says they have the truth. You alone say you are the truth. You alone say you are the life. You alone say no one comes to the Father except through you. So today I want to lift up that one that maybe is struggling with this question. Maybe it's someone we know. Maybe it's us. Maybe somebody today is struggling with that question. They're just thinking that every road leads the same way. Well, that can't possibly be true. So today, help us to turn our hearts to you. Turn our hearts to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Maybe there's somebody today, and this is all starting to make sense for the first time. Lord, we lift that person up to you and just pray that you turn them toward you, that they pray that prayer that says, "Lord, I don't understand it all, but I need to come to you. I know my life hasn't been going in the right way, but I need your way." So, Lord, we just pray today that you lead and guide and direct the path of those that are listening today. We also turn our attention to some big things. We recognize there are things happening on the world stage. We recognize there's conflicts around the world. There's Israel. We continue to pray for salvation of many souls there. We pray you protect your people. Just give the leaders the wisdom and insight they need. But we just pray for a peace in Jerusalem because it says that in your word. We pray for disasters that happen and have happened in Japan, several major earthquakes. And we just pray it's no tsunamis, no greater danger. We pray as much as anything that people that are affected by these natural disasters, that they find, I don't know, they find you in the midst of it. We pray here at home, we recognize so many different conflicts and challenges, even on our city streets. Recognize pastor here in our own city, someone has taken his life. Don't know all the answers, but we're lifting up that congregation, Grace Point Church here in Las Vegas. We pray for the family, the Davey family. We just continue to pray that as they're trying to wrestle with what you are doing in all of this, they still see you as the way, the truth, and the life. We recognize there are people in different situations this morning, in different places, and we just continue to pray that you draw them closer to yourself. We pray for our first responders that are out there on a day-to-day basis. We lift up police officers, firefighters, EMTs, those people that are on the ground, the first line of defense in some cases, and in other cases, the one that has to bring them the right treatment that they need. Our Lord, I pray your hand of protection be on them. May they do their jobs with righteousness. In the same way, we lift up our military that is our shield, our defense in a way here in this country and scattered around the world today. I just pray you give them strength and wisdom as they are on guard day and night. We also pray for our court system because we recognize in so many cases our laws come from the top down, but sometimes they need to go through the court system. And I'm praying for our courts, Supreme Courts, federal courts, local courts. Just give them the courage, the biblical and constitutional wisdom they need. On the opposite side of that, we pray for prison inmates and staff. May your spirit do a mighty work of salvation in our prison systems. Maybe even see revival in our prison systems, Lord. I pray for some specific needs today. I pray for Treva, had two aneurysms, and I'm just praying you guide and direct her plan of treatment, lead the doctors to the way, the life for her. I pray for Ricky, just help him as he's dealing with a marriage trauma. Now, you know what that means, Lord. I'm lifting up his son to be safe and resilient through these challenging times. I don't know what Ricky's going through. I don't know what this marriage trauma is, Lord, but you see it right now. And I just pray you want to go to work in it and just bring your healing, your way, your truth, your life, even to a marriage situation. We lift up Christy for healing and strength after surgery for a brain tumor. Just thanking you, Lord, the surgery went better than expected. Praise you. We just thank you that she and her family have a peace and a hope as they're trusting in you. And I don't know, maybe this could be the catalyst to bring some people to salvation in you. So we're lifting that up. We lift up Bob for healing and relief of severe back pain, another shoulder injury. Just give his doctors the wisdom and the right treatment. We lift up Steve, who has a large bleeding tumors, and you are the great physician. You could remove these tumors in a moment, but we also recognize sometimes you use the hands of medical professionals. So I'm praying for Steve today. Lead him in the right path. Lead him to the things that's going to get him healing. Get the right treatment for him. We pray for Alan for healing and restoration. He's had a stroke. Just help he and Brenda, his wife. I'm just praying for what you're doing in their lives. I pray for Jen, a Christian who's drinking, to deal with her daily life. And Lord, just help her to rely on you. Deal with her emotions and her mental distress with you. And be reminded of your word that says not to be drunk on wine, but be filled with your spirit. That's the answer to Jen's problem. I don't know how she's going to see that, but Lord, you go to work in her life. We pray for Joyce for healing and strength. She's trusting in you, and we're praying for all that you're doing in her. We pray for Harvey. He's healing of a crushed leg and injuries after being run over by a tractor. Lord, restore him, bring him back to full health. Just pray that Harvey is seeing you even in the midst of it all. Lord, we lift up Ron. He's got two spots in his bone that looks like it might be cancer. Remove those spots. Allow him to be cancer-free. Lord, I lift up Sister T. She's asking for prayer for a coworker dealing with this difficult situation in the prison where she works at. She says it seems like it's a demonic influence, and I'm just praying for peace, spiritual, physical, psychological protection for her. And she's also praying that her friend DJ is going to get in touch with her again. Don't know all these details, Lord, but you know Sister T, you know exactly where she is, and you know this situation better than we do, and you go to work in it that brings you all the glory. We lift up Matt for healing after a motor vehicle accident. Just draw him closer to you through this whole process. We pray for Ruth for healing and provision after surgery. We lift up Shahzad, a young man who's on death row because he's a Christian in Pakistan. We lift Shahzad up to you. Allow him to just sense your presence is with him. Allow him to have the words to speak when he needs them. Allow him, even in the prison where he is, to be a witness to somebody. And Shahzad, in so many ways, representing so many others that are under persecution and in prison in places like North Korea, Pakistan, like we've heard, different places around the world where it's not okay to be a Christian. I pray you strengthen our brothers and sisters. You do a mighty work, even in those prisons. We lift up John for healing of cancer. He's had a bad reaction to the treatment, and I'm just lifting him up. Also want to lift up a friend of mine, John, also. He's going tomorrow to hear the results of some, or Monday, he's going to go hear the results of some testing for his cancer. We are praying that the spots that they see don't need any more treatment, that they could just be dealt with easily. We want to see John cancer-free. We pray for an unnamed listener who's lifting up her son. Just give him wisdom, discernment, strength to just totally surrender his life to you and walk in the truth, like we were talking about, the truth of who you are, the truth of your word. Just go to work. And again, this reminds us of so many prodigals in our lives. I think every family's got one. Maybe we've got more than one. And I just want to lift up our prodigals to you, Lord. Just help them to come to themselves, like it says in your word. Receive your truth, your way, your life, and pray that they will return to families and return to the life that pleases you. We pray for Krista. She needs a job, a place to live. She needs some other basic necessities. She's yours. Just protect her, provide for her, and help her to continue to look toward you. We lift up Indeed and Truth Ministries in South Sudan. Just this growing church, growing outreach, just do a mighty work. Bless their new Bible college. I'm praying that many people are going to be trained up in your word through that. And you just send just the needs that they have, provision. Maybe that's people, maybe it's monetary gifts. I don't know, but you do that mighty work and continue to bless and provide this ministry. We lift up Joe and his family, still dealing with COVID, and I'm just praying you help them all. Just they're trusting in you, they're yours, and I'm just praying that they could just even be a witness through this sickness. We lift up Brian, who's in need of healing from diabetic neuropathy in his feet. You just go to work in that and do a mighty work in Brian's life. We lift up Fred for healing of his lungs, kidneys, and he has an aneurysm. He also needs freedom from drugs and alcohol. He needs those chains broken, and he needs you, Jesus. We just pray for Fred to turn his heart to you. We pray for Kathy, just give her and her family a peace. She's going through more testing, possible cancer spread. We want to see her be cancer free, Lord. You can handle that. She's trusting in you in this, and we continue to pray for the treatment, for the diagnosis, for everything. Continue to look toward you in it all. We lift up Rose, who's recovering after surgery to remove a cancerous brain tumor. She's thankful she's gotten some relief from her headaches. We're praising you for that. But just heal and restore her and help her and her family during this frightening and stressful time. We pray for another John who continues to suffer with nerve pain in his neck and his upper back. Just give him relief and just show him your purpose in all of this. It's long and frustrating and depressing at times, and I'm just pray he's being used by you. He knows that he's yours, and just use this for your glory. We lift up Dale for healing of cancer and healing of his unbelief. Just help him as he's going through this treatment. We lift up his wife, Tara, also. Just give them both your strength and your peace through this time. We pray for Maureen for healing of cancer. She's using a natural treatment, Lord, and I'm just praying what you're going to do through that. She also needs a reliable vehicle. Again, you can make all of that happen, Lord. You are so much bigger than we know. We lift up Richard's wife, healing of hip pain. Just give her the strength as she's working each day. We pray for Dennis for healing after a heart attack. Reveal yourself to him in this, and even members of his own family, if they don't know you, just allow this to be something that turns hearts to you. We pray for George, who's praying for better health and finances. We lift up Tracy for healing of breast cancer. She's yours. She's looking for your wisdom and her health decisions, and you just lead and guide her. We pray for Mickey and Jen. Just give them good health, praying that Mickey would stay cancer-free. We lift up Kim for healing of liver and pancreatic cancer. The doctors say she's got a year to live, but Lord, you know. You know the count of the hairs of our head and the number of our days. I pray that Kim is trusting in you and just seeing a great work done in all of that. We pray for Jody for healing of lung cancer. Draw her close so that she can know your peace, your rest, your strength, and give her doctor's wisdom for this plan of treatment. We lift up Eddie to provide care and the protection that he needs. We lift up Benny, just heal him, relieve his pain, relieve his fears. Help he and his family as they're caring for him and as they're facing each day. We pray for Haley for safety, just that he receives the care that he needs. We lift up Angelica. She needs healing. She's weak, lost a lot of weight, needs a feeding tube. We're praying you do. As the work of the great physician, you do more than we could ask or imagine. We pray for Joyce for relief of hip and back pain. Praying for Karen for healing and provision and safety and relieve her pain. We pray for Jeff. He needs a car. Just guide and direct him to the right vehicle, the right situation. We pray for Jim, who's showing early signs of dementia. Just guide and direct his family to the right medical care. We pray for Jonathan. He's a man that's turned his back on you. Just lead him to repentance. Lead him to you. We pray for Sean for healing of an eye injury. Restore his vision. Just relieve any discomfort he has. For Susan for healing of thyroid cancer. For Shirley, give her a restful night's sleep and allow her path to be straight and send her just the help that she needs. We pray for Steve, healing of widespread cancer. Just allow this trial to draw he and his wife closer to you. We pray for Austin for healing of a severe ankle injury. For Lane's husband for healing in his feet from neuropathy. And we just put all of these things into the nail-scarred hands of Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.